Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the kingdom of heaven optimally through the application of its timeless principles. We've been speaking about walking in the supernatural with emphasis on kingdom keys to walk in the supernatural. That is the factors that help you to walk in the supernatural. So we have spoken about four so far. Today we're going to discuss the fifth key. And this is the key of faith. The fifth key, this is the key of faith. And what you are saying here is that you need to believe in God's limitless capacity to accomplish the impossible. If you want to walk in the supernatural, you need to believe in God's limitless capacity to accomplish the impossible. The scripture says this in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. In the Amplified Bible, the classic edition, it says, "Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever." So this portion of scripture, especially verse 20, is describing God's capacity. You will hear, if you had other versions, like some other versions will speak about is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you ever ask or think. Or the NIV will say that he's able to do immeasurably above what we can ask or think. But when you speak about, I like the way the Amplified Bible Classic Edition, because this is what actually produces demonstrate the limitless capacity of God. It demonstrates the limitless capacity of God. And what it says here, it's about it speaks about his power within, at work within us, and he's speaking about this power that is carrying out his purpose, that he's able to do super abundantly far over and above all. You see, above all what we dare ask or think. So whatever you can dare ask or think, God is able to do super abundantly far above that, and is able to do infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. So that is God's capacity. God functions at a dimension that is infinitely beyond anything that our human minds can fathom. That's why the scripture said in the scripture, the portion of scripture that I read, it says that he's able to do above all, super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our thoughts, our prayers, our desires, our thoughts, our hopes or dreams, even our wildest dreams. It reminds me of a program which we are to see, which is based in the US, called, which is about by Oprah Winfrey, in the Oprah Winfrey show, or talk show. She used to have one of the sessions whereby she would have something called the wildest dream, the wildest dreams bar. So they would identify some as a person or a family who has dreamt of something that is far beyond their context, and then they will make this dream a reality, and they will come with this pass and provide whatever it is that they are supposed to be. So that if a human being can do that to some extent, to thinking about God, God is not just about your dreams. It's far beyond. It's super abundantly. It is infinitely, that it cannot be measured. That's why the NIV says immeasurably above, you know. So it's infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Those fantasies that you think, like, could this happen? This could never happen. God can do beyond that, as long as it's within the boundaries of his purpose. So God functions at a dimension that is infinitely beyond anything that our human minds can fathom. The scriptures say this in Psalms 145, verse 3. It says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. You see, so he says, His greatness no one can fathom. We can't imagine it. It's beyond, it's unfathomable. Yeah? So it's basically telling us that who he is and his capacity is far beyond what we can think about, what we can imagine. And therefore, when you're asking God, we need to think about himself like that kind of person. Therefore, when God is involved in our lives and we are involved in what he is doing, we should not interpret the unfolding of events around us based on our natural understanding. Because where he's operating is far beyond our experience. His greatness is unfathomable. The way he's thinking is beyond our imagination, beyond our dreams, beyond the strategies you would use. That's why it speaks of, the scripture speaks about that my thoughts are higher than your thoughts and my ways are higher than your ways. You know, some other version says, I do not think the way you think, and the way I work is not the way you work. So God operates at a very high dimension. So we need to surrender our limiting beliefs to his limitless capacity. Many times, the reason why we cannot move is because of our limiting beliefs, whether it's an unhealthy self-concept, whether it's low self-esteem or imposter syndrome, or looking at our environment and seeing what can be done or what has been done before, or it doesn't. You see, we are thinking of things that only have been done in the past, in history or in the present. That is our environment. So those things inform our limiting beliefs. And if you want to understand how beliefs are formed, you can go back to on how beliefs influence our lives and how to deconstruct them. You can go back to episode 2, 3, and 4 of this podcast. You will see how the beliefs are, how beliefs impact our lives, how they are developed, and how to deconstruct them. So our environment is one of the factors that influences our beliefs. The knowledge and insight, our upbringing, our socialization, our role models, the examples we see, and the things we envision, the things we keep thinking about and replaying in our hearts and our minds, they are limiting our visions. So if you're analyzing something and you're trying to think, how is this going to work? And you're thinking it. So when you're overthinking and overanalyzing things to do with God, you are operating, you should know that you're operating far below God's capacity. Yeah, because your thoughts are not his thoughts. Yeah? As far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His ways are far higher than your ways. That's the same thing, same difference. So when you are thinking and imagining, how will God do this? How is this going to work out? Will thing ever change? You have to understand that you are operating at your level. You're not operating at God's level, because God's capacity is limitless. So you need to give up your limiting beliefs. You need to give up your unhealthy self-concept. You need to give up the theories that people have given. You need to give up what you have seen in your sphere of your sphere of operation, your workplace, the conversations you have around your profession, the conversations you have around your family and your friends, and the things that keep playing in your mind. Those are just things that have formed your beliefs, but it's not really the truth. The truth is, what God has said is true and is demonstration of his capacity. So what is in the scripture is what is true. So when you present your petitions to the Almighty God, do not wear you out yourself, imagining how he will answer the prayers. Lay down your fears, doubts, and mind blocks before him. The realm of the impossible is not your responsibility. It is his dimension of operation. Faith provokes the supernatural manifestation of God's power. So that's remember, we're talking about the key of faith. So it's about believing in God's capacity to do the impossible. So I can give you an illustration of this, sir. An illustration of this there's a time, I probably have mentioned it when I was speaking about prayer in the series on prayer, about the effective prayer, about faith in God's limitless capacity and integrity. but we are speaking about it from the perspective of the supernatural today. So there's this, it's a personal testimony. So there's a time that I asked God for different things. I asked God that I wanted, I used to travel to various parts of the world. And so there are places that I wanted to go. So I asked God that I wanted to go to Istanbul, Turkey, because I'd never been there. We used to compare notes with a friend of mine who was living in Europe. So she had the advantage for traveling in those dimensions easily because of the proximity and because of the cheaper cost that she would have. And lack of not needing a visa in some of the places. So what happened is this, is that I desired to go to Istanbul as one of the target destinations. And I also desired to, at that point in time, I think it was 2015, then I also desired to, as a separate prayer, I had prayed that I wanted to acquire some Turkish suits. Because I'd seen that Turkish suits, I'd heard that Turkish suits were very good, the suits for the ones we wear to the office. And then another thing I'd prayed about is that I wanted to, in my area of profession, I had, and especially in my area of expertise, I had reached the optimal level within our nation and in most of the places that I would go to internationally in terms of the kind of discussions that we'd have of international laws and strategies and principles that we'd use to sort out cases and matters in the human rights and legal human rights context. So I wanted to engage with experts, global experts. I had engaged with a number of them, but I wanted higher conversations than the ones we are having, because you see, like when we speak when you speak within our nation at the time, I think when you mention the top five experts in our areas, I'll be one of them in that context, in that A dimension, at that point in time. So the thing is, what happened is that, I prayed and asked God to open the door for me to be able to begin engage at the global level with experts. I had already been engaging in global levels, like at the UN level, the African Union Commission level, Commission on Human Rights level. I'd engaged in other jurisdictions, but in terms of our concentration, our forums where there is a concentration of experts operating at that, in that area, I had not had much of that. So I wanted to have to be in that sense where we discuss and brainstorm on things that are a higher dimension. So I prayed about that. So what happened is this, I used to use different airlines. I'd use different airlines when I was traveling. I'd used for go to different destinations. So I wanted to travel with Turkish Airlines. I wanted to experience Turkish Airlines. When you see the advertisements, when you read the books, the magazines, the advertisements related to the airlines, I thought like this would be an interesting airline to explore. Because I travel with airlines like Emirates, I travel with Swissair. Most of the time in Swissair, SN Brussels, KLM. I travel with Kenya Airways, of course, and different kinds of airlines, you know. And so I think even Delta Airlines in the US and others. So what happened is that I asked God to open the door for me to also travel one time with Turkish Airlines. These were all separate prayers. So what happened is this, the way God answered, is that a door opened in the sense that I received a letter, an email actually, from the United States of America, from an organization which I knew the East African version, but this was at the global level now, which is in charge of all the other branches. So the executive director, this organization now received a letter from him saying that they have been informed that I am an expert in that area in Kenya, and therefore they're having a global experts meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, and they are going to discuss a number of things. They listed the things that they wanted to discuss, which I was interested in. They are asking me if I'm interested in attending, if I'm able to attend, and they're going to pay all expenses. So just like that, I was invited to a forum in Istanbul. And the invitation is not even coming from Turkey, it's coming from the US. And they're going to cater for everything. Then what else? What happened is that in the process of booking, as we were supplying our information to the organizers, we were booked through Turkish Airlines. So the prayer was so the doors opened for me to go to Turkey, and then now that's Istanbul, and then the door is open now for me to go to through using Turkish Airways or Turkish Airlines. Then what also happened is that it's a global experts meeting. So now I'm going to meet experts at my caliber and higher than me to engage in these things. For it was for about a 2-day forum. Also because it's a 2-day forum, but the kind of the level of discussion would have is the kind that in other contexts, like we did it locally, the level at which the other people in the same area would be working and other organizations in human rights would maybe like a month or so, 2 weeks to a month to discuss that kind of depth of content because of the minds that we were engaging with and our thinking capacity at that level, our exposure and our expertise and mastery of that area. So 2 days was a lot for engagement in terms of translated into the local dimension, the domestic dimension. So I was going to meet experts. Some of them I knew. I could see their names. I could see some of them who I already knew. Then what also happened, So I traveled to Turkey. I booked the trip in such a way that I could stay extra days. That after we arrived, yes, we attended the forum, and then now I had extra days in which I attended. So I even changed the hotel, which I was going to say a higher dimension of hotel with better rooms and all that, you know. And then I booked some tours, which I went. So I was able to tour Istanbul the way I want, and even went even to the not only the European side but the Asian side, because Istanbul is both on the European and the Asian side. So we cross something called the Bosphorus Strait, Straight, the Bosphorus Strait. So I crossed, you know, and went to the, and then also one of the days I was walking through Istanbul, I saw there's some area where they are, so I couldn't find the suits in there's a place called the Grand Bazaar, where they have the largest mall in that place, and they had all manner of things, gold and all those kind of clothing and many things, but I couldn't find the kind of suit that I want. But one day when I was walking in an area, I saw the quality of suits that I want, and then I went and bought some suits there, and also bought, I think I'd also prayed that I wanted to shoes, so I also went and bought shoes in the process, some very good shoes, Turkish shoes. And then so you see what happened is that God answered the prayer in his own way, that the door opened. He orchestrated everything in such a way by putting a meeting in Istanbul and inviting me to a global experts meeting. He orchestrated things, commanded the people in the spiritual realm, invite this person. I did not even know the person, I knew the person who referred me, but we are not even good friends, but he knew that I was an expert in that area, but he referred me, and that's the way I was invited to attend that forum. I didn't know the director of that international organization. I know many people in the organization, but I did not know the people. And so I was even able to meet global experts and people from that organization, from other jurisdictions, people based in Europe, people based in South America, and all that. And even what also happened is that later on, even after this, I prayed that I wanted to go to South America, because I traveled to North America, but I never been to South America. So I wanted to travel to South America. So God opened a door so that the next experts meeting that we had was in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. And we still met with these experts again, a number of them. And in fact, in this forum, I was actually one of the speakers in the forum at the global experts meeting in Buenos Aires. So you can imagine. You can see the way this seems like something that is far beyond imagination. It's a dream for many people to do things like that, to have this all these prayers answered. But God answered them in like especially the one for Istanbul. He answered them all in one trip. He answered my prayer of desire to go to tour Istanbul, desire to have Turkish suits, desire to have Turkish shoes, to desire to meet with Ibi in a global experts forum, and desire even to travel with Turkish Airlines, and then also fulfill the same desire of continued engagement with global experts and going to South America. So it's dependence on God's limitless capacity. I did not crack my brain thinking, how will it be? I just prayed and answered. And there are many testimonies like that, whereby I have asked God for certain things, and God just opened the door and it was answered. So you need faith in God's capacity if you want to see the supernatural, because that is supernatural. That you don't have to depend on yourself. Believe in God's capacity, limitless capacity to accomplish the impossible, because God does not operate at your level. His greatness no one can fathom. So I want to challenge you. What I'm challenging is this: why can't you shift your mindset from the realm of predictable results in the natural world to outrageous and audacious petitions before the King of Kings, the Everlasting King? Believe God for things that you have never witnessed in your life, family, church, workplace, community, for the sake of the Kingdom of Heaven. God's plans are at the dimension of the impossible. That's the supernatural. That's what my challenge to you. So as we come to the end of this episode, I would like you to reflect on this. When you go to God in prayer, do you worry and doubt His capacity to do what you are asking Him? Maybe because you are probably in a season of preparation, because sometimes you ask things for things that God for things that you don't have capacity to handle. They may destroy you. So God takes time to transform you, to enhance your capacity to handle those things, because otherwise it will destroy you. So is it because of your delay that you doubt God, and because you are not able to endure the process? So the question once again is, when you go to God in prayer, do you worry and doubt His capacity to do what you are asking Him? The second question that you need to reflect on is this: what kind of prayers and plans for your life have you been making for your future? Have you been praying survival prayers, subsistence requests, small-scale, asking God for small-scale project? Or have you been praying for God at his level? Does he see like His child coming and challenging, asking you to challenging Him to do something big, something great, something beyond the natural realm? If you have been blessed by this episode, I would like you to reflect on the same and on who you can share the same with. You can share it with a colleague, a friend, a member of your church, a family member, or post it on your social media platform, because you never know who might be interested, or in whichever group that you think, or tell somebody about the podcast. And also subscribe if you have not subscribed, so that you don't miss any future episode. And also ask them to subscribe. You can also give us feedback using the email address provided in the show notes, and also the social media profiles, handles provided in the same, or using the podcast platform from which you normally listen, if it has an opportunity for you to give feedback. Otherwise, I pray for you that you will have a shift of mindset. I pray that this message, this episode, has shifted your mindset, and my testimony for you has stirred you up to believe in God's capacity for accomplishing the possible in order to walk in the supernatural. That is a key. The key of faith is a key for unlocking the supernatural. Believe in God's capacity to accomplish the impossible. May God bless you.